Will the real Pliocene hominid ancestors please stand up? I repeat, will the real Pliocene hominid ancestors please stand up?
We're gonna have a problem here.
Y'all act like you've never seen an early bipedal ape before, but we left our remains all over East Africa. A jawed lothagum, a proximal tibia from Canapoy. Don Johansson found a bunch of us at Hadar and jumped for joy. We belong to the genus Australopithecus, or Ardipithecus, if you want to go back 4.2 million years to Ramidus, but we can't tell you which of the late Miocene hominoids gave rise to us. Paleoanthropologists love Australopithecus. Human origin students, on the other hand, are just sick of us. But look at me, I'm walking around bipedally, still spending lots of time hanging out up in trees. Yeah, I got a limited cranial capacity, but no worse than that of a modern chimpanzee. Sometimes my Paranthropus cousins want to evolve into homos, but can't. They're just an evolutionary side branch. But with those hyper-robust jaws and that stupid sagittal keel, you think they had a chance? My ilium is flared. My ilium is flared. Your final's coming up, so you better be prepared. So that's the message that we deliver to you kids. Your professor expects you to know what shape my dental arcade is. And of course you gotta know who Ediopicus is by the time you hit exam day. So you gotta study, study, study. We ain't just apes, but bipedal cruisers. Maybe some of us tool users. Evolutionarily speaking, I suppose we're losers. But if we can scavenge meat from dead animals and antelopes, then there's no reason to think that us and our kind were dopes. So wave your old Awan tool, sing the chorus, and it goes. I'm a afarensis, or maybe anamensis. Not yet evolved to have a list of Rudolphensis. Won't the real Pliocene hominid please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. I'm a afarensis, or maybe anamensis. Not yet evolved to have a list of Rudolphensis. Won't the real Pliocene hominid please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. My descendants don't gotta have a huge cranial capacity to use tools. Look at Homo habilis, that pinheaded fool. You think I give a damn about Homo habilis? Half the paleontological community thinks he belongs in my genus. But Australopithecus, what if you evolved? Wouldn't it be weird? Why? I already got a larger cranial capacity than George Bush or Britney Spears. And there's a couple of newly discovered genera who are a lot like me, who walk like me, who climb trees like me. Kenyanthropus, for example, discovered by Meave Leakey, and they might just be the real hominid ancestor, but they're not quite me. So I'm content to be an Australopithecine, 3 million years before Drew Barrymore and Tom Green. Walking around Africa, not wearing sunscreen. I'm the ancestor of the whole modern human scene. But as far as I'm concerned, you can kiss my Acheulean. I'm a afarensis, or maybe anamensis. Not yet evolved to have a list of Rudolphensis. Won't the real Pliocene hominid please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. I'm a afarensis, or maybe anamensis. Not yet evolved to have a list of Rudolphensis. Won't the real Pliocene hominid please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up.